Well, Vanderbilt got some things cleared up offensively in last night's basketball game against A&M. Joe Fisher joins us, Alabama A&M, that is. 59% from the field. Joe, that'll win you a lot of basketball games.
Well, it was good to see. Going into the game, Alabama A&M is one of those teams that kind of plays kind of quirky style. They'll sometimes play matchup zone, sometimes man-to-man. They'll jump into traps. They'll jump out. A lot of times it looks like they're in one thing, they're in another. They're a little difficult to figure out, but the message to the team was, if you'll just be patient, you'll get a good look. And they, for the most part, last night were very patient offensively, got good looks, and when you are patient, take good shots, you usually will shoot much better, and they were right at 60% for the game. And, you know, the real key to the game, I thought A&M was a very scrappy team. They had played Alabama to an 8-point loss a few days ago. At the end of the first half, Jermaine Beal sort of turned up the heat a little bit defensively, got a couple of steals, a couple of breakaways. They pushed the lead out to 15 at halftime, and A&M never got any closer than 10 again throughout the second half. But that little stretch run at the end of the first half was what did it. And I'm sure it gave them a little bit of confidence. They had struggled for two games, had played poor offensively, and to finally produce and score 78 points, which is a pretty high number for them, I think makes them feel a lot better right now.
What do you like about the freshman Jeffrey Taylor?
Name it. He's got tremendous explosiveness. He can handle the basketball at 6'8". He's an excellent driver of the basketball. He's really athletic. He can finish with authority. The element that's going to develop, hopefully, in his game is the outside shot. He's got a decent shooting stroke. He's not a great outside shooter yet, but if he continues to work on that and develops that where defenses have to respect him, have to get out on him and cover him out on the perimeter, he's really going to be hard to handle.
Joe, we were talking about it earlier, did Bobby Johnson play an acoustic set with the new guitar he got last night?
I don't know. It's a good question. It was a very nice presentation of the Music City Bowl to give the guitar to him, and the captains were there. And, of course, it happened on a great evening for him, being named Co-Southeastern Conference Coach of the Year by the coaches in the league. So, and I think an honor well-deserved. Coaches obviously appreciate what he did this year at Vanderbilt, along with Houston Nutt at Ole Miss, and Nick Saban at Alabama. So that's a pretty good company for him to be in.
Joe Vandy had a little bit of trouble handling A&M's press there for a little while, but obviously in the second half they were able to sort of make some adjustments and really really put the hammer down.
Yeah, Kevin, what they're missing now, or excuse me, Mark, what they're missing is with Andre Walker out, Andre was a real key element to give them a lot of flexibility to do some things like handle pressure. He was a big guy, but he could basically play the point if you needed him to. With him out, it really sort of falls to Jermaine Beal and probably Taylor and Tinsley to do most of the work, getting the ball up the court. And last night early, against the pressure, Vanderbilt was getting the ball into the hands of some of the bigger guys that maybe aren't as accustomed to bringing it up the court. They made a couple of adjustments and handled it much better later on. And, I think this is still a team that's, learning its roles and developing its roles, and this is going to be an ongoing process for a while. But losing Andre really, I think, put a damper on a lot of that, because he was a tremendous, flexible element to put in there. Could play any position from 1 to 4, and they're still trying to figure out a way to replace that.
And they need Beal to be the force on both ends of the floor, as he was yesterday, facilitating things. Because even Kevin admitted when he was on with us yesterday that this is not a great steal team. They, they rely on keeping the ball out of the basket, using good sound defensive principles. But they're not usually, one of those teams, that's going to beat you in transition just in terms of, stealing the ball and getting some easy baskets.
No, that's right. And Jermaine last night, especially that stretch late in the first half, he turned them over a couple of times in a row. You could tell he was really kind of measuring the guards and sort of had their number once he started to pick their pocket a little bit. But, this team, to play well consistently, Jermaine's got to play well. Not just handling the basketball, dishing out assists. It's going to be very helpful if he'll score some points. He doesn't have to score a lot. He scored 14 last night. If he can get in that 10 to 14 range on a pretty regular basis, that's going to be extremely helpful. And he did it in a very efficient manner. He only took 5 shots. That's like Jeff Taylor last night was 8 for 9 from the field. They were selective, took good shots. But Beal's got to continue to play the way he did last night for this team to be successful.
Hey, Joe, thanks a lot. Talk to you tomorrow.
See you tomorrow, guys.